Thanks for joining us for Tech News Update. I'm Charlie Jacobs.
And I'm Zach Bouchard.
Coming up in this Season 2, Episode 4, we're going to break down all of the news from the Google event on Wednesday, covering the Pixel 6, the new Pixel Pass, and Android 12, the newest version of Android being released. But before that, we'll take a quick look at what happened on Monday's Apple event with a new MacBook Pro and a couple other things. All that and more coming up in this Tech News Update. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast, brought to you, as always, by Today Now. So, a huge week of news in the tech world. This is going to be one of our most exciting tech news updates. On Monday, Apple had their signature Apple event with good old Tim Cook. And then on Tuesday, Google had their event as well with a bunch of new awesome products. So, I'm joined, as always, by Zach. How you doing, Zach?
Good. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing well. So as I always say, let's get into it. What happened at that Apple event and what are some of the new products?
Right. So this was a smaller Apple event, but they did announce a few new products such as the new AirPods 3, new HomePod colors, a new Apple Music plan, and the biggest announcement was the redesigned MacBook Pro. Now, this new MacBook Pro is more powerful with the M1 Pro chips and the M1 Max chips. They also removed the touch bar, they added more ports on the sides, and they added a notch at the top of the screen, similar to the iPhones.
I hate to do my normal rant, I'll try and keep it down, but this is similar, I'll explain, on the newer iPhone models since the X, when you get that full screen without the rim or the home button, and there's that notch at the top with your Face ID and camera, that's what this is. So there's a very, very small rim around the edge of the laptop, and at the top, you just have that little notch with camera and whatnot. And I'll be quite honest, it does look kind of weird. I'm not the biggest fan, but Apple's trying to be more trendy and keep up with themselves. So I guess that's a cool announcement. Really quickly, on the MacBook, the 13-inch MacBook Pro is going to stay the same as the older models. The 14 and 16 inches are getting this new redesign.
Right. And it is good that Apple is trying to be more consistent within their products. You know, in terms of this aesthetic, of having the notches at the top of the screen, I do like to see that consistency because, you know, within the past couple months, Apple has been kind of falling apart in terms of that, just with USB-C ports and which products they redesigned. But other than the notch, most of the changes to the MacBook Pro are appreciated by users. You know, the touch bar was nice, but I don't think many users really, you know, most people probably weren't willing to pay extra for it, and right. I think everyone would love more ports on their computers.
Okay, right. So we're seeing some good changes with the MacBook Pro. Obviously, 13-inch still the same if you like that other consistency. Now, the AirPods 3, nothing too groundbreaking there. Looks very similar to the AirPod 2 style-wise. It has this new feature called spatial audio, which is kind of almost supposed to feel like a surround sound, something like that. And those are a little bit more expensive than the 2s, although I think they've experts are saying that the features are looking pretty nice. The new HomePod colors is kind of gimmicky, similar to like the new Mac colors. I don't know if there's much to say there. And then the Apple Music plan, you're just getting more flexibility with Apple Music, more premium plans, that kind of thing. So essentially, the main takeaway here is new MacBook, new AirPods, nothing that crazy. But it's time for Zach's biggest tech expertise, which is Google and, of course, the Google Pixel. So on their Tuesday event, I can't remember the date, but finally I can, the Tuesday event, Google made three major announcements, which were the new Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, the Pixel Pass subscription service, which we'll dive into, and then Android 12 being released. So Zach, take it away. This is your area, so let's get into it.
Right, so let's start with the Pixel 6 because this was arguably the biggest announcement of the entire event. So the Pixel 6 has been completely redesigned from the Pixel 5. Just physically it has a larger screen, but it also has a new unique rear design with their camera layout. Google has shifted away from the top left-hand corner design and they moved towards more of a centered camera towards the top, but still in the middle of the phone. Now, this camera is a literal bar that stretches the width of the screen. You know, a lot of users or a lot of Pixel fans are having, you know, mixed reactions about this. Personally, I think it's a good design choice because it means when you put your phone down on a table, it won't wobble back and forth like some phones that have the left-hand corner design do. So that's, it's really good that they thought of that. I'm not sure how people feel about the bar. It's, it really sticks
out. Right, you know, I kind of want to say it almost looks sort of like a Samsung Galaxy type thing. I'd say
it
the
really, bar really does.
Maybe halfway through the upper third of the phone-ish. Doesn't stick out too much, but if you're not a huge tech guru, you probably wouldn't recognize this as a Pixel. And like Zach said, I think some people are excited to see the change, while others don't really like the aesthetic of that. But I believe this one also has two or three cameras. We'll dive into the cameras a little bit more in a minute.
Yeah,
but those are all obviously on that bar, along with the flash and whatnot. But what are some more of the internal features? Because that's where the Pixel 6 really stands out.
Right, and it's cool because the internal actually links with the external on Google's whole concept of standing out now. And that's really what makes the Pixel 6 event unique, is because Google's really trying to shine here, especially with the internal processor. This is the new Google Tensor processor chip that's powering the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. What makes this so revolutionary is that this is the first chip to be custom designed and made by Google. So instead of, Google previously relied on chips from other companies to power their phones, which were good, but they weren't made by Google and they weren't optimized for the Pixel phones. So not only is the Tensor chip more powerful, it'll be faster and it'll use less battery life.
Really quickly, I just want to explain more about chip optimization. Zach gave me a little crash course on this earlier, but basically the older models they were using could be used for other types of phones since they were made by third-party companies. And essentially this sort of balanced out what things were optimized. So the phone may have been giving extra power to parts of the phone that didn't need it and less power to parts that did need it. But with Google making their own chip, they can really optimize where they want the power to go into areas where they know the Pixel uses more or less. So I think this is something that you may actually notice a performance increase with their new Tensor chip.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And speaking of battery, because I mentioned it will use less battery, the Pixel 6 will also feature a larger battery as well. So if you're into battery specs, the regular Pixel 6 model will feature a 4600 milliamp hour battery, and the Pro model will have a whopping 5000 hour milliamp battery. Both of these are significantly larger than the iPhone 13 models. I know the iPhone 13 Pro Max only has a 4300 milliamp hour battery.
Yeah, I'm taking a look. The iPhone 13 Pro Max, which is the fanciest model they have, it says 3352 milliamp hours, which is MAH, by the way, if you're looking at those specs. So in this area, obviously, Google seems to be shining more. Now, I wasn't quite sure a minute ago, I apologize, but let's dive into the cameras, because these days that is very important.
This
so
is
the
very
regular
exciting.
Pixel 6 standard has two cameras. It has your regular 50 megapixel standard camera, and then your ultra wide lens, which is slightly reduced 48 megapixels. So this essentially, I know on iPhone it goes from about 0.5 zoom to about 3 or 4 zoom. So that's what you're getting with that. And then the Pro has those two cameras, and then it also has a third option, which starts off at 4x zoom. So similar to the iPhone, it has ultra wide standard zoomed in, and then that'll make it clearer as you zoom in further. And then the Pro also has an updated selfie camera with better specs. And all the cameras are higher quality than on previous Pixel models.
Right. And we still don't know how this is going to stand up against iPhone cameras, because pre-orders started on Tuesday, but they don't actually start shipping the phone until October 28th. So if you're interested in a Pixel phone, you can go ahead and order on the Google Store website, but just know they don't start shipping until the 28th. But Google is famously known for having amazing image processing. So even after the image is taken, the phone's chip will still automatically edit the photo to make it look clearer and higher quality, even if it wasn't originally taken that great. So especially with the much higher quality cameras combined with the image processing of the Google Tensor chip, we can be seeing really great photos from this phone.
Definitely. And now something, this is pretty interesting. To make the phone more powerful than the previous models, Pixel 6 is really doing well with that RAM, I have to admit. The regular Pixel 6 will have a whopping 8 gigabytes of RAM, and the Pixel 6 Pro will have an unbelievable 12 gigabytes. So Zach will break that down. But really quickly, I just wanted to say the iPhone 13 has a 4 gigabyte RAM, and the 13 Pro has 6 gigabytes. So Apple is doubling. Sorry, Google, I apologize. Pixel's doubling what the iPhones have. So Zach, what does that mean? And what will these huge RAMs allow users to do?
Right. This mainly just contributes to how fast the phone is and specifically how many apps you can have open on your phone at once. Because whenever you open an app or do something on your phone, it's loaded into the RAM. So as you open more stuff on your phone, it's going to take up more space in the RAM. So, you know, obviously you're going to want to have more RAM on your phone, and especially when you get into really high numbers, that makes gaming a lot better, and it just makes for a much smoother user experience.
Right. I think it's really impressive that Pixel's doubling Apple here, which it'll be interesting to see if Apple makes a move with their next phone.
In terms of other Android devices, 8 gigabytes is really standard, especially for Samsungs. You know, even some of the lower-end Samsung phones might still have 8 gigabytes of RAM, but 12 gigabytes is actually really good for an Android device, and for an iPhone, that's twice as much.
I'd say 12 gigabytes is really good no matter what way you look at it.
We really see Google standing out here in terms of RAM.
So by the way, you might be wondering about software, and we'll break that down in a little bit when we talk about Android 12, but a couple other hardware things. So there's some other small features that we've seen in previous Pixel models. It has that under-display fingerprint reader. So from older iPhone models, you might remember Touch ID. This is essentially that, but it's hidden under the screen, which is really cool. This also has Face ID, so it has both, which is really cool. And then it has a smaller hole for the camera, which looks better. Has a feature called Face Unblur. We have Magic Eraser in Photos, which is kind of like a little Photoshop edit tool, which is obviously something really nice to have on your phone. And overall, Google is going all out, I would say, with the Pixel 6 marketing. They're trying to make this one of, if not the biggest phone of the year, trying to maybe take some of those people who have older iPhone models and trying to get them over to Google. Because, as you know, even though I'm not the biggest Pixel fan, at least from a hardware standpoint, these specs are looking pretty good.
Right. And again, we have to see how the software, you know, matches up with the hardware, because obviously good hardware does nothing if the software isn't, you know, matched to the hardware and is able to run efficiently on the given hardware. And just going back to the Magic Eraser, I am obsessed with this Magic Eraser feature, because if you're taking like a photo and there's people behind you like photo bombing, it can literally like erase.
Well, I think the really cool thing is a lot of people who want to do this. There's all these sketchy websites, but a lot of people have Photoshop and they pay a ton of money just for a couple small features like that. So that's a really nice feature. It'll be I really want to see Apple try and come up with some of this new software stuff. So those are the software features unique to the Pixel 6. Like I said, Android 12 will have a total redesign. By the way, so pre-orders are now available for the Pixel 6, and the phone will start shipping on October 28th. So I assume at the beginning of November, we'll begin to see customers with the phones, and that's when we'll really begin to get the verdict there. All right, so I think that wraps up this first section of the podcast about the Pixel 6. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the Pixel Pass new subscription service. And what's the other thing? Oh, of course, Android 12. We have a lot coming up in this Tech News Update. Stay with us. And welcome back to Season 2, Episode 4 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. So in this tech news update, we're breaking down everything from the recent Google event. We already talked about the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, its hardware and software. But focusing more on that software, Android 12, the brand new Google, and pretty much any non-Apple operating system, they all use Android. I'm going to let Zach take it away. This is his thing right here, Android 12. Zach, I've been waiting for this. Take it away.
Yeah, I have been. So, you know, like Charlie said, Google has recently announced the latest version of this Android operating system, and it's to go with the new Pixel 6. They're calling it Android 12. Now, the biggest change from Android 11, which was released last year, the biggest change from Android 11 to Android 12 was the addition of Material U. It's a new design language that Google announced at their big developer conference back in May. Now, the idea of Material U is that your phone's software colors will adapt to your wallpaper. For example, if your wallpaper has a lot of red, pink, and purple, then Android will automatically change the colors of apps, menus, and text to match your background. Now, Material U will also change the overall aesthetic of the software. So like buttons, icons, and menus on the screen are going to be bigger. And you're going to see more rounded corners and circular elements just across the whole phone in general. It also has smoother animations throughout the phone. And again, this is to match the style of the Pixel 6, where your phone adapts to you, not the other way around.
Right, so we've seen a lot of this cool aesthetic stuff to make it look more modern, but Android 12 also adds some very important new privacy and security features, including a new privacy dashboard, camera microphone indicators. Now, this is essentially, I'll let Zach break down the dashboard, but something really interesting, the camera and microphone indicators, if you have an iPhone, you might know this, if you see a little yellow dot appear in the upper right of your screen, that means the phone is accessing your microphone, an app on your phone is doing that. And the green means that an app on your phone is accessing the camera. Now, this is relatively new over the past few years, and it's a big hit with users. And now Android 12 is including this, which is pretty cool. So, Zach, now break down some of these new features as the privacy dashboard and the game dashboard. Tell us about those. Those are interesting.
So the privacy dashboard basically shows any apps that have recently used any sort of device permissions within the past 24 hours. So, for example, any apps that have used the camera, microphone, location, nearby devices, etc., all of that will show up in the privacy dashboard. So, for example, you might be able to sort it between location, camera, all the permissions. So then you would hit camera, and then it would show a chronological list of all the apps that have used your camera every single time they used it. And what time, and they'll also give you the option to disable any camera permissions for any apps. And this goes for all the permissions. It also shows what percentage of the total usage each permission makes up. So for example, the camera permission might have been used a lot in the past 24 hours, whereas the microphone permission, not as much. So it will show a chart to show that camera has been used a lot, but microphone, not so much. And again, it gives you a ton of controls to disable certain apps and protect your privacy on your device. Now, they also added a game dashboard. This isn't really for privacy, more for features. So if you're playing a game on your Android device, such as Among Us, Minecraft,
Among Us,
Clash Royale, etc.
Well, let's just say I hope you're not still playing Among Us in the first place. So that's a problem.
Yeah, you're right about that, Charlie. So if you're playing any sort of game on your device, it will show a little indicator on the side, and when you tap that, it opens up the game dashboard over your game. And within that, you have certain options to add controls to your game. So for example, you can enable a little icon in the corner that shows your current frames per second. The game dashboard, you can also use it to instantly turn on do not disturb mode while you're playing your game, because no one likes notifications when they're playing a game. And you can even start screen recording or sharing on YouTube Live, streaming your game on YouTube Live, all from the game dashboard. And I think we can expect to see more functionality added to this by the Android developers, possibly an Android 12.1 or even an Android 13.
Right. And I think this game dashboard, Google in general, really still trying to appeal to that gamer crowd, still a very big demographic, with showing things like game ping, and these are things that people really want to see, and Apple hasn't really taken any sort of customization to show that. So I think it's really interesting that as an operating system, Android is showing it, not in a specific app. So right now, Android 12, the first phones to get it were the Google Pixels, but other Android manufacturers such as Samsung, OnePlus, Oppo, some of the small ones, of course, LG, all the ones, pretty much, like I said, any phone for the most part that's not an Apple or a Freedom Phone, they use this Android. I guess Freedom Phone uses Android too. Anyways, all of the brands are expected to receive Android 12 towards the end of this year or maybe early into 2022. And I know this is one just quick interesting fact. Zach has actually had Android 12 for a long time, right? Zach, you were in the beta testing.
That's true.
Tell us about that process and about your experience with that.
Yeah, you know, I think overall I had a pretty good experience with the beta program. Many users reported big issues. One thing to note is that I would highly, highly recommend not doing it. Unless you have experience with beta programs or you're a developer, don't enroll in it. It's super buggy. It can crash your device, put it into a boot loop. You could have to factory reset it. And if you ever want to go back to the previous version, you have to completely wipe your phone. So again, if you're a developer or you're into beta programs like this and that's a risk you're willing to take, that it definitely is a good experience, especially you can, you know, share feedback with Android on certain features, and you just get to watch the transformation between the versions. But again, please, please don't enroll unless you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I've heard some Android horror stories with people getting themselves screwed up with
that. Yeah, the regular Android versions are completely safe. They're fine. You know, unless there's very, very specific bugs, usually those get worked out. But Android beta programs can be very buggy. Android 12, especially. The Android 12 betas were very buggy.
Yeah. All right. So moving on now. Final announcement from the Google event is something called the Pixel Pass. Now, the name might be self-explanatory, but I find this to be a really interesting and compelling product. So their slogan is all things Pixel, all in one plan. So essentially, the Pixel Pass is a subscription service starting from $45 a month. And with this, you get a Pixel. You'll get the newest model, a Pixel 6 or a Pixel 6 Pro. You're going to get Google One, which is pretty much Google's unlimited storage, sort of premium level where you are paying for your Google account. You're going to get a Google Play Pass, which will give you access to games, pay games, and whatnot on Google Play. You'll get Preferred Care, which is sort of an insurance warranty type thing, similar to Apple Care. You'll get YouTube Music Premium, which is essentially where you can play you'll get to play music videos while having your screen off, things like that. YouTube Premium, where you'll get some free movies, things like that. So all of this stuff, I'll let Zach break down the specifics. All this stuff is in one plan. Now, really quickly, so there's two options for the Pixel Pass. You can get Pixels Pass with Pixel 6 or the Pixel Pass with Pixel 6 Pro. Now, the standard one starts at $45 a month, and the Pro is at $55 a month. So obviously, with this, you're getting one monthly bill for your phone and all those bonus features, plus you'll get a new phone every 2 years. So Zach, can you break down some more about something, stuff like the warranty and what that means? And what do you think the value is? Is it a good deal?
Right. So, and I think another thing to note is that you will get a Pixel upgrade as long as you keep your subscription. You will get to upgrade to the latest Pixel every 2 years, which, I mean, really is definitely a big deal on this plan, considering for $45 and $55 a month, it is priced reasonably well, considering all the stuff that's included. Obviously, the Pixel or the Pixel 6 Pro, which is worth, you know, anywhere from $600 to $900 to almost $1,000 if you go for the top of the line Pixel 6 Pro, and you do get the upgraded Pixel every 2 years. Now, 200 gigabytes of cloud storage is included with Google One. Like Charlie said, that's pretty good because that plan alone is fairly expensive, and you even get Google Store rewards. So if you buy anything from the Google Store, like Fitbits, cameras, you know, any smart home stuff, you get rewards on that too. Preferred Care is, you know, free repairs by Google as long as it's still covered, which we're assuming through the Pixel Pass subscription service, it will be until you get your new Pixel, and then that care will, you know, keep rolling over. So we're assuming it will be continuous care for your Pixel device. Play Pass, you can get games, apps, and you will not get any ads or in-app purchases. So everything's included with the Play Pass, and you can even get movies and books with that too. And then YouTube Music, YouTube Music Premium, YouTube Premium, that's all pretty self-explanatory. You know, you get more choice of videos, songs, even exclusive videos that are only available to premium subscribers. Now, whether or not it's worth it really depends on how much you use the stuff. For example, if YouTube Music Premium is something that you really value, then it might be worth it. But if most of the stuff isn't something that you would really use on a day-to-day basis, then you might just be better off, you know, paying for the stuff that you do use individually, and then you don't have to worry about everything else you don't use.
So I just did some number crunching really fast, and this is for the basic Pixel 6 model. So it's $45 a month, and that times 24, because it'll be 2 years, is $1,080. And I have to say, I personally find this to be a really good deal. I'd say 2 years is pretty average for how long someone keeps a phone. So obviously, $1,080 is slightly more than the standard Pixel 6, but with that, you're getting the guaranteed new phone and all of these features. So $1,000 for 2 years, plus the storage, YouTube Premium, insurance. Personally, I find this to be a really, really good deal. So if you have the means, if you're tech savvy and you want to get those new models, and maybe even if you're already subscribing to some of these other things, you can drop those costs and get it all with the Pixel Pass. Obviously, let's see really quickly, 55 times 24, 1,320 if you get the Pro, but that's still a great deal. Now, one final thing I want to break down is Google Fi. Now, most people haven't heard of Google Fi, but that is Google's cellular phone service. So I'll break that down super quickly, but essentially you can get $5 off your monthly Google Fi plan if you get the Pixel Pass. So Google Fi is just another phone service like Verizon or AT&T. It's kind of competing with things like Xfinity Mobile, some of the smaller ones. I believe Google Fi uses U.S. Cellular's network, so you're getting a pretty good network, but that is just essentially their service. But if you were to go with the Pixel Pass and got Google Fi, getting the $5 off Google Fi, all of your phone costs would be streamlined in one place with Google, and you'd be getting pretty good deals. So that is definitely something to consider. So that wraps up our episode. I'm Charlie Jacobs.
And I'm Zach Bouchard.
Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Once again, we broke down the new Pixel 6, Pixel 6 Pro. We talked about the Pixel Pass and Android 12. We hope you enjoyed this Tech News update. And make sure to tune in next time for the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast.
All contents of this podcast copyright 2021 by Zacharli Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zacharli Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zacharli reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.